You're tuned to the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU and WMUB. Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along. He is an advertising executive, has been a creative director, as well as an advertising consultant for the hit television series Mad Men, now in its final season. Josh Weltman is a co-producer as well and an author. His book, new book, is Seducing Strangers, How to Get People to Buy What You're Selling, the little black book of advertising secrets. He's here to share a few on the book club. Josh Weltman, thanks for being here this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
Why at this point? Hit TV show, getting ready to wrap up. You no doubt have a career transition happening here. Why did you decide to give away all the secrets?
Well, I think it was about the third season that I heard people talking about how interested they were in the advertising and what was going on the show. And I noticed that people were giving classes on, you know, the business of Mad Men, and people started blogging as things were popping up, like, what would Don Draper do? And when I looked at these things, I thought they were totally wrong. and I sort of wanted to not send people away with bad ideas about what to do to apply the things that they were seeing on the show to their own career and lives. I thought I could do a little bit better job.
Well, did you feel that being the advertising consultant or one of the advertising consultants for the show, that you had some responsibility to get that message right?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, one of the storylines of the show, I think it was season three, and Don Draper is dealing with a client, Conrad Hilton. And he explains to him that, you know, Don explains to Conrad Hilton that, you know, my opinions are my stock and trade, you know, and when you ask me to give you an opinion about advertising, you're basically, you know, asking me to do my work for free. You know, you wouldn't walk into your doctor and have them ask them to take out your pancreas for nothing, kind of thing. And so when you see people setting up blogs, what would Don Draper do? First thing Don says on television, I don't give my advice away for free. He would not blog, you know.
Oh, and as you were writing Seducing Strangers, a lot of these are very pithy. That's the wrong word, but very concentrated bits of wisdom. Were these things that occurred to you as you were working with the show or with clients, or observations that you took some time to develop?
Yeah, the observations and ideas in the book are things that I developed over the course of my career to sort of help me work out advertising, communication, and business problems, you know, and we spent the last year kind of organizing them into a reasonable story. You know, people, the people at the publishing company, Workman, were very specific that they wanted to see a book that every chapter had something that someone could take away and apply to their own life or career or sales problems, that sort of thing.
I'm speaking with Josh Weltman, co-producer of Mad Men and author of Seducing Strangers, How to Get People to Buy What You're Selling, the little black book of advertising secrets. And Josh, you lay out here, I love your, well, many references to, and I hope I'm saying this right, enthymemes? Explain what enthymemes are.
An enthymeme is it's an old Greek term for a statement that both confuses and informs, and it's a way of engaging a listener. The way I think it states it in the book is, if the first part of the statement confuses, then the last part informs or explains, and if the first part explains, then the second part confuses. The best example I like to use when talking to people is Samuel Johnson could have said, there are a lot of things to see and do in London. Instead, he said, when a man is tired of London, he's tired of life, which is much more engaging, you know, mm-hmm. and you sort of listen and hang on the statement all the way through to the last word, which explains everything.
And this is something that you explained causes some chemistry in the brains of people, and that's why they respond to advertising, that little bit of a chemical reaction that happens.
I think so. I think what happens when you tell a joke or come up with an engaging ad that is both sort of confusing and informing at the same time, I think... when you confuse the brain, you sort of shoot it with a little adrenaline. It doesn't know what to do, fight or flight, or, you know, it wonders what's going on. There's discord in this. And when it figures out the problem, it rewards itself with a little bit of dopamine. So it's that sort of aha feeling comes from mixing a couple drugs together in people's heads.
Now, you talk about the four types of ads, and I love how you boil it down to just four types. You realize through your 25 years and working in advertising that basically your work came down into four categories. Explain what those are.
Well, I realized, I think about 10 or 12 years into it, that everything that I had ever been asked to do, regardless of medium, you know, whether it was a radio spot or a television spot, or a print ad or anything, was really trying to answer one of four basic questions that consumers have about or people have about products and services before they buy them. The questions were, what is it, why do I need it now, what makes it different, and who else thinks it's good? And everything I did was some version of answering one of those questions.
You break it down in your book, Seducing Strangers, as to what each can do and why each works. But you also say that you can only use one at a time. You can't put all four of those types into one. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, if you're trying to, if you're trying to answer the question, what is it, or working in that area, introducing a new product or service to somebody, I find that the best way to introduce something is to make people curious about it. And to make people curious, you got to leave something out. Now, so you have this one kind of ad that works the best if you leave something out, and then you have other types of messages where you're trying to get people to remember the most important thing about the product or service, you know, make them familiar with it. So it's very hard to make them make people familiar with the most important thing and leave something important out at the same time. So, you know, it's better to just try and do one of those things at a time, you know.
So how does that tie into why seduction is different and better than selling?
Well, I think selling is basically talking about what you've got, you know, and pricing it right and figuring out how to place it in the world and stuff like that. And I think seduction is about figuring out what people want to hear about themselves and telling them just that you know, you have something that sort of you have a peg that fits the hole in their life or their desire, you know. But it's much more about them than it is about you.
And you say you should use the word people, or you use the word people instead of customers or consumers.
I hate the word consumers. I don't like the word consumers, and I don't like the word content. I like the word people, and I like the word art or news or information or stuff like that. Advertising is communication, and communication is done between humans. And I like all words that keep the discussion more human. People is one of those.
Josh Weltman, he's the author of Seducing Strangers, the Little Black Book of Advertising Secrets. He's also the co-producer of Mad Men, now in its final season as a hit television series. And I wanted to ask, Josh, though you do point out in the book that advertising really hasn't changed. Maybe the manner of going about it has, but advertising really hasn't changed in the 40, 50 years since Don Draper and the Mad Men of Madison Avenue were working.
Yeah, I think the media has changed a lot. We've obviously seen and lived through social media revolutions or digital media revolutions. But I think that, again, when you get to how to seduce people and you're talking about them, I think that's because the things people want to hear about themselves has not changed very much in the last 50 years. People want to hear they're smart. People want to hear that they're beautiful. People want to hear that they have potential to achieve their hopes and dreams, you know, that sort of thing. That doesn't change.
Well, you talk about advertising as getting somebody somewhere to do something. And in this day and age, that somewhere is where people focus. But you point out in your book, Seducing Strangers, that they might be overly focused on that somewhere, that social media.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's always better to focus on what it is people are looking for in their lives, you know, not how they're going about trying to find it, you know. I think the media, you know, the social media is one of those sort of how things, but you really got to get in touch with what's driving people, what do they want, you know, what fulfills them.
So who are you hoping to reach with your book, Seducing Strangers, Josh, and what do you hope that they get out of it? I love in the introduction how you point out how you hope it's received and how you can, you know, break out the champagne and celebrate. But really, what do you hope that the audience will pick up on this?
I wrote Seducing Strangers because I think most people today don't feel equipped to craft messages or take action with the same confidence and certainty as Mad Men's Don Draper. And the goal of the book is to explain how messages that make people do things work. And it's written for anyone who's expected to make something happen using words, pictures, stories, or music. I was talking to a friend the other day, and they said, you know, who is it that you're talking? And I think when I picture the person that I wrote Seducing Strangers for, they have a laptop or an iPad in one hand, and they have a Moleskine notebook in the other hand. And this person I was talking to said, "Well, God, that's everybody I know." You know, so we're all in the information economy now. We're all sitting in Starbucks trying to come up with a presentation or a blog entry or a script or a tweet that gets somewhere interested in what we have to sell. Sometimes that's a product or service. Sometimes it's ourselves.
Well, Josh Weltman, thanks for the tips, tricks, and tonics and the secrets in your book, and thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Josh Weltman, the co-producer of Mad Men and author of Seducing Strangers, the little black book of advertising secrets, how to get people to buy what you're selling. You can learn more about the book and Josh's work as an advertising executive and advertising consultant as well for Mad Men at our website, wvxu.org. And by the way, the book has a foreword by Don Draper himself, John Hamm. This is The Book Club at 91.7.
It's that one story you just can't get enough of. That book that you keep checking out at the library or leave on your nightstand to read over and over. Share that story with the book club at 91.7. What book have you read over and over? Call the book club at 91.7 hotline 352-9188 and leave a voicemail with your answer. You may hear your answer on the air. What book have you read over and over? Call 513-352-9188 and share your story. Here are answers from some of your friends and neighbors.
I'm Mary Sanker. I'm the manager of the Marymount Branch Library. I generally turn to Pride and Prejudice. Every time I read it, I find some new character to enjoy more of the social satire that Austin Soke sells at.
Hi, I'm Deborah Crombie, and I am from McKinney, Texas. The Lord of the Rings. I don't think I can count how many times. And I actually just reread The Hobbit, the 75th anniversary edition this last year, which I had not reread in probably 30 years, and it was just huge fun. But I reread Lord of the Rings probably at least every 10 years.
My name is Christopher Eanes, and I'm from Over the Rhine in downtown Cincinnati. There's a great book called The Student Conductor by Robert Ford about a young man training as an orchestra conductor in Germany against the backdrop of the fall of the Berlin Wall. I love this book because it's the only one I've read that accurately captures what it's like to train as a conductor and all of the larger-than-life personalities and egos that exist in that world.
You're listening to The Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU. Stick around. There's more on the shelf.